king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hands on the path to Allah's way, ruling hands on the path to Allah's way, the king of Baghdad.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching our program called The King of Baghdad. We are in the month of Huzuri Ghusi Pak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Subhanallah. Let's commence with a beautiful narration with regards to Durud-e Pak. As the Prophet of Rahmah Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam has stated, Zayyinu majalisakum bisolati alayya, fa inna solatakum alayya nurun lakum yawm al-qiyamati. Adorn your gatherings by reciting Durud-e Pak upon me, for the recitation of Durud-e Pak that you recite upon me shall be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai. Yes, dear viewers of the Madani Channel, make some good intentions. It's the month of Ghaus-e-Pak, Rahmatullah Ali, and through the sadaqah and wasila of Sarkari Baghdad, may Allah Kareem forgive us our major and minor sins. We will recite a beautiful manqabat and you should partake in this recitation as well.
Sarkar Ghaus-e-Azam, Nazir-e-Karam Khudara, Sarkar Ghaus-e-Azam, Nazir-e-Karam Khudara, Sarkar Ghaus-e-Azam, Nazir-e-Karam Khudara, sabr do mera khaliq ka sabr do main faqeer hoon tumhara sarkar ghaus-e azam nazre karam khudara maula ali ka sadqa گنجِ شکر کا صدقہ میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث میری لاج رکھ لو یا غوث میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظرِ کرم خدا را جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا جھولی کو میری بھر دو ورنہ کہے گی دنیا ایسے سخی کا منگتا ایسے سخی کا منگتا پھرتا ہے مارا مارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی میرے غوث اعظم سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے میرا بلجز تمہارے میرا بلجز تمہارے کوئی نہیں سہارا سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را.
O
اور یہ عطا ہے دستگیری. کوئی میرے دل سے پوچھے یہ عطا ہے دستگیری, کوئی میرے دل سے پوچھے وہی آ گئے مدد کو, وہی آ گئے مدد کو. میں نے جب جہاں پکارا سرکار غوث اعظم, نظر کرم خدا را, اور یہ تیرا کرم ہے یا وہ جو بنا لیا ہے اپنا, یہ تیرا کرم ہے یا وہ جو بنا لیا ہے اپنا, کہاں مجھ سے یہ کمینہ, کہاں مجھ سے یہ کمینہ, کہاں سلسلہ تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم, نظر کرم خدا را. میرا خالق سا بھر دو, میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا سرکار غوث اعظم, نظر کرم خدا را.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you will listen to this beautiful manqabat, سرکار غوث اعظم نظر کرم خدا را. سبحان اللہ. We are awaiting his mubarak نظر کرم, and when he would cast his mubarak and merciful gaze upon us, dear viewers of Madani channel, through the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all our problems will come to an end. This is the grandeur and the powers, authority and the blessings of the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jihad, dear viewers. In fact, in Ruhul Bayan, the famous authentic commentary of the Quran Pak, Ruhul Bayan, Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned a faith refreshing parable. Let's listen to it inshallah azza wa jalla, and illuminate our hearts with the dhikr of the awliya, with the dhikr of the pious predecessors. Subhanallah. This personality, a very famous personality, Imam Abul Hasan Shazli rahmatullah alayhi, he has stated, he says, once I fell asleep in Masjid al-Aqsa and I saw that a throne was placed outside Masjid al-Aqsa. A large crowd started gathering there, and I asked about the gathering of the crowd. I was informed that all the Rusul and Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have come in the blessed court of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. He says, I then looked towards the throne where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting alone. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were seated around him, including Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, Hazrat Musa Kalimullah, Hazrat Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah, Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and besides them, all other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were all seated on the ground. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abul Hasan Shazli rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, I stayed there and I started listening to the conversation of these sacred personalities. Imagine Masjid al-Aqsa. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are seated and there is a conversation happening. The Imam of his time says, I began listening to the conversation. He says, in the meantime, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requested, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Your Highness, you have stated the ulama, yani the Islamic scholars of my ummah, are like the Anbiya of Bani Israel. So show me any of them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Whose request this was? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam request. So the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam gestured towards Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam began asking him questions. So the first question was regarding a matter. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala gave 10 answers to that question that was asked by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he alayhi salatu wasalam then said, answer should be given according to the question. One answer should have been given to the question. Why did you give 10 answers? Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi humbly replied, he says, O Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also asked you only one question, as it is stated in the Holy Quran Park, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, what is this in your right hand? In Surah Taha, ayat number 17, Allah Azza wa Jalla had asked you just one question, what do you have in your right hand? You have given many answers to such a question. This is my staff, I lean against it, I pluck leaves for my goats with it. He says, in addition, I also perform many tasks with it. Though the answer to the question of Allah Azza wa Jalla was, this is my staff. But actually, when you were privileged to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you prolonged your conversation so that you could have more and more privilege to converse with the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He says, unfortunately now, I have also been privileged to converse with you. That's why I also prolong my conversation with you out of love and respect for you, Ya Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Abul Hasan Shazli rahmatullahi ta'ala said, I was awestruck by the spectacle that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alone in the presence on the throne, whereas all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were seated on the ground. Allahu Akbar. He says then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was present. All these noble personalities that were present over there, subhanallah, they were witnessing this amazing conversation. And upon getting the answer of this great personality, subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. He was really amazed, dear viewers, subhanallah. He says, I was awestruck by the spectacle that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam alone is present on the throne, whereas all the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam seated around him, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam are present on the ground before the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What a great majesty and nobility. He says, in my dream, I was lost in my thoughts observing the greatness and eminence of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. In my heart, at once, someone shook me by my foot, which awakened me. When I saw him, I found that he was the gatekeeper of Masjid al-Aqsa and was lighting the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa. He then said to me, why are you amazed at the highest rank of the king of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam? All of them are created with the nur of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He says, when I heard this conversation by the gatekeeper of Masjid al-Aqsa, I felt unconscious. I came back to my senses when the congregational salah began. I searched for the gatekeeper of Masjid al-Aqsa, but could not find him until today. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, through this parable, we learn the great majesty and the eminence of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And the exalted rank of the blessed saints in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked one question and 10 answers were given to him, Allahu Akbar. And when he asked the reason for giving 10 answers, he was said that you were in the same situation when Allah asked you one question and you given 10 answers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Remember that no wali in terms of status and position can be higher in rank than any Nabi or even equal to any Nabi. Ala Hadrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, had stated, no one other than Nabi can be equal to any Nabi. No wali, no ghaus, no kutub of the world can be equal to a Nabi. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, no one other than a Nabi can be equal to a Nabi in Fatawa Razviya Sharif. Allah has mentioned this, subhanallah. So it should also be remembered that every wali is certainly an Islamic scholar, because it is a condition for a wali. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said in Bahari Shariat, vilayat means special closeness that Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows upon his pious bondman merely by his grace and benevolence. Vilayat is not granted to the one who has no knowledge, no ilm. Rather, it is granted to an Islamic scholar only, dear viewers. Every wali is an alim, but not every alim is a wali. So, acquisition of knowledge means that he may have gained Islamic knowledge by apparent means. Oh, Allah Azza wa Jalla may have granted Islamic knowledge to him before he attained his rank. Before Allah had granted him vilayat, Allah first given him ilm adeen. Thus, he had received vilayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, our Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi subhanallah is the king of Baghdad and the king of all the awliya-i kamili. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifa'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his book, he writes that Sayyidina Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went to a region of Dasnafi with some of his disciples and murids to spread Islam. He says the archbishop there, yani the highest authoritative personnel with regards to the priests among those areas, he says who had spent some time in Baghdad and in Egypt had heard some hadith from the scholars of Islam. So he approached Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, this archbishop person. He approached Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ali and he said, there is a hadith of your prophet in which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the lordly scholars of my ummah will be like the prophets of Bani Israel. Allahu Akbar. He asked Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, how is this possible? Allahu Akbar. Ghawth-e-Pak asked him, what doubt do you have in this? So the bishop replied, he said, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a prophet of Bani Israel and Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him the mu'ajaza, the miracle of resurrecting the dead with one strike. Allahu Akbar. And you are from the ummah of your prophet's ummah. So show us something like that of the prophets of Bani Israel, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam revived the dead. You can also try that. Since there is a comparison between the ulama and the scholars of this ummah with the anbiya of Bani Israel. Allahu Akbar. Thus, Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi went with him to a graveyard in a nearby vicinity and area. The bishop pointed at a very old qabr and said, this was the oldest grave there. So he said, I want to see this deceased person exactly like that. Allahu Akbar. Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi alayhi came closer to the grave and while striking the grave, he said, rise with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Qum bi-idhnillah. And show this person what he wants. The grave opened and that very moment the deceased rose, greeted Al-Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi alayhi and then asked, has Qiyamah come? Ghawth-e-Pak replied, no, this was done upon the request of this priest. This person, inform him, from which era are you? So he said, I am from the time of Sayyidina Daniyal alayhi salatu wasalam, and I was his follower. Ghawth-e-Pak rahmatullah alayhi then said to him, return back to your grave, you will stay there until the day of Qiyamah. The deceased returned back to his grave and it closed with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kya baat in Madinah ki. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, witnessing this karama, the bishop and all of his people and disciples, they were soldiers, there was a soldier in that group of people, and all the attendees of that place where people went to worship had all embraced Islam on the hands of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us true connection, devotion and love for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their maqam is beyond our imagination, dear viewers of Madani channel. They have taqwa, they have piety, they have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their tongues are always moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are never struck by anxiety and depression of the dunya. The dunya has not entered into their hearts except for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever they do, it's only for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They never ever desire any comfort of this world, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. You know, I would love to share this beautiful parable. Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, I was sleeping by Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri al-Saqati rahmatullahi ta'ala his home. He said, after one portion of the night had passed, so he said, O Junaid, Hazrat Sayyidina Sirri Saqati rahmatullah alayhi said, O Junaid, are you asleep? So I replied, I said, no, Huzur, I'm awake. He said, Allah stood me in His blessed court and said to me, O Sirri, do you know why I created the creation? I replied, no, Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah said to me, I created the creation and everyone claimed to love me. Everyone claimed to love me. Then when I created the world, he says, 90% of the creation went towards the world and 10% remained behind. Allahu Akbar, that is the dunya, the love of the world, the luxuries of the planet. He says, when I created paradise, Jannat, 90% of those who became preoccupied in striving to attain paradise, only 10% of them remained. The rest were all busy preparing for Jannah, they all want to enter Jannah, only 10% remained. When I tested that remaining creation with something of some afflictions, only 10% of them remained, and the rest became preoccupied with that affliction. Allahu Akbar. I asked the remaining people, do you not choose the world or paradise? Some have run behind the dunya, some have run behind Jannah. What about you? You did not run away from the tribulations and the trials and difficulties I placed upon you. What is your goal? What is your mission? They answered, our purpose is to live for you, Ya Allah. Our maqsad and our mission is to serve you and to please you. We will love you no matter how much you test us. Allahu Akbar. I told him, I will test you with such tribulations that even the mountains would be unable to withstand them. Yani those difficulties and hardships. Allahu Akbar. Will you be patient when faced with these difficulties? They answered, yes, O Allah. Test us however you wish. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, O Sirri, these are my true servants and true devotees. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Adani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla states in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Do you think that you will enter paradise whilst Allah Azza wa Jalla has not yet tested your competence and not yet tested the people of patience? Allah Akbar. A question, dear viewers of Adani Channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla praised these people and said to Sirri, these are the true people who love me and these are the people who obey me. In another verse, He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think they will be left to say, we believe, and they will not be tested? Allahu Akbar. It is the divine decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is a divine law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that believers are tested in accordance with the strength of their faith, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. And that they are afflicted with trials and tribulations. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have been through different trials and tribulations, including our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the maqam, dear viewers of Madani Channel, of our pious predecessors. Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala his maqam, the difficulties he have endured for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the secrets which Allah azza wa jalla shares with them, the blessings which Allah bestows upon them, the powers which Allah azza wa jalla has given them. It's tremendous, dear viewers. Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in his famous qasida, he says, وَلَوْ أَلْقَيْتُ سِرِّي فِي جِبَالٍ لَدُكَّتْ وَاخْتَفَتْ بَيْنَ الرِّمَالِ. Allahu Akbar. He says, وَلَوْ أَلْقَيْتُ سِرِّي فَوْقَ نَارٍ لَخَمِدَتْ وَانْتَفَتْ مِنْ سِرِّ حَالِي. Allahu Akbar. وَلَوْ أَلْقَيْتُ سِرِّي فَوْقَ مَيْتٍ لَقَامَ بِقُدْرَةِ الْمَوْلَى تَعَالِي. Ya Bati Madine Ki, Subhanallah. Have you heard the meaning, dear viewers? He says, had I thrown my secrets over the dead, he would have stood up with the power of the exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What secrets are these? What powers and abilities are these? He says, had I thrown my secrets into the fire, it would have been at once extinguished by the secret of my mystic state. Allahu Akbar. Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali says, had I thrown my secret over the mountains, they would have been pulverized. Allahu Akbar. These are the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon whomever He wishes to reveal, upon whomsoever He wishes to give the abuse. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His karam. Subhanallah. What are the signs of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla? More signs, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi had said, undoubtedly, out of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there are some of His chosen and virtuous bondmen. Now he began giving some signs. When someone asked him, what are the signs? He rahmatullah alayhi replied, when one gives up his comforts and struggles in order to obey and worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he doesn't like to have status and dignity at all. The glorious Quran, with its pledge and warning, has abstained them from every evil. In nights, they are away from their sleeps. Allahu Akbar. They have understood the word of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this way, that their heads are bowed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of attendees, someone humbly asked, he says, may Allah Kareem have mercy upon you. Who are these people? Zunnun Misri rahmatullah Ali replied, he says, these are the people when they carried glorious Qur'an Pak in their hearts became gentle and soft. When they touched it towards their chest became broad, Allahu Akbar. By its blessings, clouds of their worries and sorrows dispersed. Zunnun Misri rahmatullah Ali says, they have made it a light for them in their darkness, and they have made the recitation upon them as compulsory as piece of fabric for sleeping. Just as you need something to cover yourself when you sleep, they have made the recitation of the Qur'an Pak compulsory upon them. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. They have made it guide for them and authority for their success, dear viewers. Other people celebrate their happy moments, whereas they appear to be sad. Other people sleep, whereas they stay awake. People enjoy eating and drinking, water, beverages, whatever it may be. Zunnun Misri says, whereas these people observe fasts, siyam. People remain heedless and fearless of the grave and the akhirah, whereas they remain fearful of the matter of the grave and the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. These people fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and keep themselves remained from the act of disobedience. Jihad. They protect themselves at all times. They appear to be anxious and they struggle hard to carry out virtuous deeds. In the fear of missing deeds, they perform them hurriedly and they always remain prepared for death at any given moment. Horrific punishments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the glorious rewards promised by Allah Azza wa Jalla make the matter of death deeply significant to them. This is the focus, never on the materialism of this world, dear viewers. Zunnun Misri rahmatullah Ali then says, they are sincere in the matter of practicing Qur'an Pak and giving sacrifices in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts remain illuminated by the noor of Rahman Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar! Kya baat hai Madine ki? And await the fulfillment of the promise made to them in the Holy Qur'an Pak. And peaceful abode they will be made to stay in on the day of judgment, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Subhanallah. These are the beautiful words Sayyidina Zunnun Misri rahmatullah Ali had said about the pious predecessors, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Subhanallah. The divine fear that they have in their hearts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not fulfill their carnal desires. We have become slaves of our desires, whereas they follow the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have taqwa, they have piety. Allahu Akbar. They always remain fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear viewers of Madinah channel. And thus, subhanallah, they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have no imagination about. Yes, when we see them, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we see them, we also become pious looking at their piety. These are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should respect every mu'min and every believer because we are unaware with whom, with which person Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy, He is satisfied. Allahu Akbar. Thus, dear viewers, it is stated that we should respect all Muslims because it could be possible that He is the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. These are the secrets which is beyond our imagination. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. And we will be back with another episode. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
He is the king of Baghdad with spiritual sway, ruling hands on the path to Allah's way, ruling hands on the path to Allah's way. The king of Baghdad.